the Skagway Borough Assembly considers making the chief of the volunteer fire department a paid position. And the Alcan 200 snow machine race celebrates its 50-year anniversary. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Skagway Borough Assembly will meet Thursday night at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. The Assembly will consider amending an ordinance to make the role of volunteer fire chief a paid position. The paid fire chief would be appointed by a special committee. This is part of a response to increased emergency calls in the summer months. Also under consideration is an ordinance amendment to restrict commercial parking on certain streets. Commercial vehicles weighing 10,000 pounds or more would not be able to park on residential general, business general, or industrial light zoning districts. Both amendments would take effect immediately if passed. You can stream the assembly meeting on khns.org. The Alcan 200 snow machine race takes place this weekend. The annual event is organized by the Chilkat Snowburners, a group of snow machine enthusiasts from the Haines area. Kathy Lapp is president of the club. She says that they have been putting on this event for 50 years.
I think it's an awesome accomplishment for the people in Haines that enjoy the snowmobiling. All the people through the years have been able to continue and support the event. Not only Haines people, but Canadians, interior people that come. Everyone that's participated has given us the opportunity to keep going.
Lapp says racers make their way about 75 miles to Desdiash Lake, then turn around and race back to the border.
They close the road and the riders are able to go as fast as they can without any obstructions.
The race has gone through some changes over the years. Improvements have been made to the road and snow machines are much faster than they used to be. These days, the top racers often clock an average speed of over 100 miles per hour. The racers with the top three times win cash prizes. According to Lapp, spectators have a chance to cash in as well by bidding on the riders they think will win at an auction before the race.
The drivers are auctioned off. If they place first, second, or third in their class, then the person that buys them will get 75% of the money that's in that class, and the rider gets 25%. So it's kind of just a separate little pot from the actual race.
The race begins at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Online registration is open now. Racers can also sign up at the Fog Cutter Bar Friday night at 5:30. The Haynesboro School Board met last night in the school library. The board approved a plan to contract Dr. Margarita Lopez and Lynn Kintz to facilitate the creation of a school district statement. KHNS's Claire Strempel spoke with Superintendent Roy Getchell to learn more.
So a mission statement really gives us the opportunity to just kind of take our pulse and find out who we are and what our values are.
Could you tell me a little bit about that process, the value of contracting who these people are and how that's going to work?
Good question. And I want to put this out, you know, right away. The folks that are coming are from Colorado. I've worked with them before. I think it's super important that people understand that in no way am I trying to bring what I had before to Haines. In fact, you know, if I didn't want to come here, I wouldn't have moved here. This is an amazing place. I just have confidence in their ability to pull off the process. So the people doing this would do this process no matter where they were, because that's really what it's set for. So it's a dialogue process that's meant to get data, information, talk about strengths, areas to improve, opportunities, threats, those kinds of things to consider as we put all that information together in that mission to kind of tell us who we are.
Do you think it's helpful to have folks who aren't necessarily working day to day come in and have kind of an outside perspective?
Yes. Thank you for bringing me back on track there. Absolutely. I think that's important. And if I am not facilitating it, I can participate. And I want to participate because I've been here for 6 months. And no, I do not have the same level of experience or view that somebody that's lived here a lot longer might have. But it's really been cool for me as an outsider coming in to maybe even identify some strengths that folks just think are the normal, because there are so many things that are that are not normal, that are just about how people in Haines do business, and that includes the school district.
So Holland America Cruise Lines is beginning a scholarship offering of $6,000 this year, and this is the first time that money has been offered to Haines.
That's right. It's my understanding they've done it before in several other communities, but they added us to the list, which is great. We're an important destination for their business, and so to give back, this was a way that they felt like it would be impactful, and we're certainly very appreciative of that. So they were generous enough to give us $6,000. We got an update since I got the original information. So $6,000 to award to a Haines graduate for post-secondary education. So that could be college education, career education, anything vocational, anything like that. So it would be a similar process to some of our other scholarships that we have where students would apply and then we would select them.
It looks like the school has an increased budget this year. Mm-hmm. So you have this increased spending power, it seems. Where would the school be investing resources in the coming year?
You know, that's a really good question. And we have a lot of uncertainties in our state right now with funding, right? And that's an ongoing, you know, conversation that happens in Juneau every legislative session, which recently started. So we're going to be entering the FY19 school year in good shape to weather whatever storms that there might be. Now, that doesn't mean that there won't be hard decisions potentially ahead or whatever, but we're in a spot where we can take care of some expenses that we've kind of put off from the last round of belt tightening that needed to occur. So for example, kind of catching up on our computer replenishment so that we're back on track with that. Some maintenance things, some different things that we've repaired rather than replaced, and we probably ought to be replacing some of these things so that we're in good shape as we enter the upcoming school years.
That was KHNS's Claire Strempel in conversation with Hainesboro School District Superintendent Roy Getchell. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.